You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also the Ginge. Now, we had a fake scenario that we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks. And this started with a conversation with me and Katie from Russia. And this is a fake trip that we have planned with the whole staff from Power 96.5. And the reason this came about is
weird.
We talk about this a lot. We know each other very well. And as we are all friends, we are very different. There's different slices of the pie, but it all works together somehow.
Definitely.
And the question was, who do you think would get mad the first, or would there be any conflict with certain members of the team? So let me give you the scenario.
So exciting.
So this is a fake scenario.
Sure.
Me, you, Ginge, Chelsea, Katie from Russia, Huey, and Date Kate, we are all going in the same car on a road trip from Springfield, Missouri to Chicago, Illinois.
It sounds fun.
Right?
Yeah.
We are going to have a 3-day weekend.
And I loved it.
There is nothing really on our agenda, but we're going to go cite any conflict with certain members of the team. So let me give you the scenario.
It's so exciting.
So this is a fake scenario.
Sure.
Me, you, Ginge, Chelsea, Katie from Russia, Huey, and Date Kate, we are all going in the same car on a road trip from Springfield, Missouri to Chicago, Illinois.
It sounds fun.
Right?
Yeah.
We are going to have a 3-day weekend.
And I loved it.
There is nothing really on our agenda, but we're going to go sightseeing into different restaurants and just enjoy Chicago lifestyle.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. For 3 nights.
It's so set up. I love it.
Yeah. He's thought a lot about it.
And the guys are going to be in one hotel room. Okay. So me, you, and Huey will be in one hotel room. And the girls, Katie from Russia, Chelsea, and Date Kate will be in the other hotel room. This is not happening, but if it would you see a conflict, and what would be kind of, I don't want to say arguments, what would come up in this fake scenario weekend?
Well, in the guys' room, I don't think there'd be any issues. Like, I'd hop in, if there was 2 queens and three of us, I'd hop in bed with either of you guys.
So that's
I don't think
nice.
I don't think there'd be an issue there.
I think it'd be you and Huey, and then Fotch gets
sure.
his own bed.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. But let's see what else could be in the girls' room.
Now, you have to think about the road trip also.
Oh,
we're getting
we're
there.
All 6 of us are in a car for,
how
you know,
it?
7 to 8 hours.
Mm. Yeah, so let's think about who's driving. I think it would be Fotch driving.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
It would be Fotch driving. Yeah. I think that I would probably take the passenger seat. Would that be an issue? Would that be a fight?
It is an issue because we have a couple people that get car sick.
Oh, well, then that'd be no issue.
Katie from Russia, Huey gets car sick.
And Katie, classic.
Yeah.
Why?
Classic Katie from Russia. I don't know why.
Do you think it's just a move to sit in the front?
Yeah. I know her games, and that's just a move to sit in the front. It's smart, though. I wish I had thought of it.
Right.
I will give her credit.
Well,
but,
we thought, since they both have car sick, maybe Huey drive, Katie sit in the passenger seat, but Bosch doesn't even want Huey to drive.
No, if Huey drove, we would get there. It would take us at least 19 hours. Because he drives
so we would be safe.
Either the speed limit or 5 or 10 under. He drives slower than my 85-year-old grandfather.
He's just so respectful.
He is
of
so
the loss.
Respectful.
And God bless him.
Yeah,
we need more Hueys.
9 over the speed limit. That's, you know.
Oh, man.
So we all said that you would probably be the one that not necessarily would be a problem, but you would be. You would be on your own time, on your Ginge time. So,
oh, well, that's...
If we were going to go to the aquarium, perhaps, like we would say, hey, we need to be at the aquarium at 11, you would say, you know what, guys, why don't you just go ahead without me?
Yeah.
I'm going to just chill in the hotel room because I've got to catch some Pokemons and watch videos. And I've got to check my Bitcoins.
Yeah.
So I'll just meet you guys there. So it wouldn't necessarily be a problem.
There's only one car. So yeah.
And so that, and then I also said Chelsea because she would complain about the food.
Oh.
That's not true.
Because she's very picky.
Even on like the road trip in the 7-hour thing, I don't know where we would stop and get food. Because Applebee's, it takes too long.
Yeah, I know.
Chelsea, where would you eat?
I'm not picky. I don't want seafood.
Okay,
that's
I don't
all
want seafood.
I'm. Yeah, see?
But who would want
that's
seafood?
That's not a road trip.
That's so true. Let's stop for some sushi and.
Let's stop in Joliet, Illinois and get some crab legs.
That's all I yes. It's no seafood. That's not me being picky.
I love this fake scenario. I mean, we could go deep with this fake scenario.
Yes.
All right, so let me ask this. If we have the three girls, who do you think shares a bed out of the three girls?
Well, I don't even know about sharing bed.
There's gotta issues. Be selected,
there's
though.
Issues, and I think the issue also, again, is Chelsea. Because...
What? See, that's what I was
because
thinking.
Because Katie from Russia and Date Kate are pretty organized, and she is not.
And pretty flexible.
And...
I'm flexible.
We were thinking about maybe putting you and Chelsea in a hotel room together.
Because we're kind of messy.
Because you're kind of like...
So, I wouldn't care about your come-and-go
so
cups.
So me and Huey and Date Kate, we would all have a tidy hotel room.
I mean, honestly, I
wouldn't
totally
mind. Whatever.
Get it. As
yeah.
long as our spouses understand
right.
it, there is no hanky-panky. Like, I think that would be a good plan.
Yeah.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.